Welcome to very special conversation with Ray Dalio, who has agreed to share with this audience thoughts that led him to publish his most recent book. Today we face a future in which growth is slow and debt is very high. To me, reading this book was a great professional enjoyment, because it is about a complicated topic. What a gift you are giving us with your time and your wisdom.
I learned through my experience that many important things that came at me never happened in my life before, but happened many times in history. I was clerking on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange in 1971, and August 15th, 1971, Richard Nixon gets Sunday night, he gets on, and he says, essentially, you're not going to get the money that we owe you. Money was gold. You're not going to get the gold. You can keep the paper money and so on. And I walked on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, and I thought, wow, this is a big crisis. And so I'm there early. And the stock market went up a lot, most in many years, decades, actually. And I said, wow, that surprised me. And I studied history. I was never through a devaluation before. And so I found out that the exact same thing happened on March 15th, I think, or March 5th, maybe, 1933, when Roosevelt did the same thing on the radio. And then I understand the mechanics. I started to understand liquidity and the nature of that beast. And so there were three things that were coming at me, coming at us, that haven't happened in my lifetime before, that prompted me to reflect more deeply. Those three things are particularly what is happening with debt and money and the credit situation, and the magnitudes and so on. Really, particularly 2020, the coordination of fiscal monetary policy in those orders of magnitude and the like. What's going on now with money, debt, and credit has never happened in our lifetimes before, and it's huge, and I needed to study history. Second one is the internal conflict, the internal political and social conflict of the hard left and the hard right in a conflict that is now, I would say, threatening our democracy. There may be a democracy. Will the domestic political order, will the monetary order remain the same? Will the domestic political order, how will that go? And then we have the geopolitical order. You know, there's a world order, and those orders all change. So when I studied history, I realized these orders change, these systems change, and they change for certain reasons. And so that prompted me to then do the study, which became the book that you referred to, The Principles for Dealing with the Changing World Order. And I studied over 500 years of these cycles, and the same cycle sort of repeats over and over. These pieces are interdependent. Those three forces that I'm mentioning are interdependent. What happens in politics and what happens in geopolitics and what happens in the debt money part of it is all interdependent. So as a global macro investor, I have to follow that.